Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We've got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes. Anywhere in between, we got something you can read or listen to there on the website. The archives are there. The Brain Trust is there. The articles that they and I have written are there. The blog is there. The knowledge base. My newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. And, of course, our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We'd like to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you will see how the poll is going so far immediately. And all that's right on the homepage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Lee Stoller, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out. We're talking about employee engagement, even in these tough times. And, Michael, you were just telling us as we went to the break about the three key elements of engagement, vision, voice, and what was the third one?
Right, vision, value, and voice.
Vision, value, and voice. All right, what about vision?
Well, vision is, and it's interesting, just a few months ago I was in Texas and saw a small businessman do this well. He owned a car dealership in West Texas. And vision, let me just define it. It's everyone in the organization is motivated by the mission, united by the core values, and proud of the reputation. So when you think about that, it's, you know, in some way the mission is inspiring to them. They see how they're serving, how they're benefiting others through the work they're doing.
Napoleon said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon.
Yes. Yeah, they see the big picture and they're inspired by it. Then secondly, they feel united by the core values about how you're accomplishing the mission and, you know, what is a legitimate and illegitimate way to accomplish the mission. That's important that you define reality to as a leader. And then secondly, when you deliver that mission, the core values, it produces an external reputation that employees will be proud of. You know, when you walk the talk. And so a good example, what I saw this leader do that I thought was a great job, and it's kind of borrowing a tactic from the Ritz-Carlton Hotel Company, is they put their mission and core values on a small pocket-sized laminated paper. And, you know, so people kept it with them. And the thing to do is you really have to spend some time with this, and you may need some help from others to get it right, but you want to produce something that's going to inspire others.
You know, when I was in college and afterwards for a few years, I worked for Sears and many decades ago. And, Michael, when you walked in the door of a Sears, I don't know how it is now. I haven't been in one lately. But in those days, when you walked under in the front door of Sears, there was a transom over the doors, a glass transom. And in gold leaf printed on that transom was satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they lived that. The manager, my store manager, used to tell me as a manager, look, when a customer comes in, you know, do what you can to make them happy, because when they get to me, I'm going to give them everything. That was a vision the company had for how to take care of customers, and we all liked knowing that as we worked there.
Right. Yeah, and spending some time talking about it as a group too. You know, periodically coming back to the vision. Are we accomplishing our vision, our mission? Are we doing it in a way that reflects our core values that we've agreed to? That's really important. You know, I think of companies like the Barrel Companies just outside of Fort Worth, Texas, and their mission is connecting patients to healthcare.
Right.
And they provide call center services for healthcare organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, helping people with doctor referrals. They're following up on patients who have left the hospital. And, you know, you go to that place. Now, there are other reasons they feel connected, and they're enthusiastic, too. But that's one of them. That contributes to that sense of connection to their work.
Right.
They understand how their work is important.
And of course,
bringing value to the world.
Of course, the thing is and this vision thing is just completely connected to the second one, isn't it? The values.
Well, oftentimes it is. Yeah, the second one, value, is when everyone in the organization understands the needs for people, they appreciate their positive, unique contributions, and they help them achieve their potential. So this is an organization where you're surrounded by people who you feel like are trusted friends who want to help you, Jim, rather than people who want to consider you a rival or are just plain indifferent to you. And this just really boosts people's energy when you feel like you're working with people who want to help you,
right,
rather than they're selfish, just focused on their own needs. And we can't satisfy our own needs. We really need those interactions.
So this is the nurturing part of these three, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know what's interesting is there's so many different ways to do this. One way that I was going to recommend is, and I've also saw the small businessmen do this. I've seen the former Chief of the U.S. Navy really pushed this when he was Admiral Vern Clark, when he ran the Navy from 2000 to 2005, was training. And one inexpensive way to bring training to your employees is pick out good management books and take your team through them. You know, buy books for everyone,
mm-hmm.
Get them together, you know, maybe once a month, maybe once every couple weeks, and go through a chapter or two and talk about, okay, what jumped out at you at this, and how does this apply to our business? How can this make us better? And by doing that, it helps continuously improve the business. It gets you thinking about, some thinking out of the box. And also, by bringing employees together, it creates that sense of connection and partnership and togetherness that makes people feel connected so that they want to give their best effort.
But no pop tests, right?
No tests.
Because that's the opposite of engagement. If people think you're going to give them a test, fireduporburnedout.com, right, Michael?
Yes, and we're going to offer a free download of the book to get you started on that.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to get Michael to give us the information on how to do that, and we're going to talk about voice. We've been talking about vision and value in terms of customer engagement, what creates it, what helps you to maintain it. And then next, we're going to talk about voice right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Michael Lee Stollard is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.